Yes, it's time for the Valley Talk program here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and on 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. On this Thursday, May 9th, we have from Safe Kids Grand Forks on the line, Karma Hansen. Karma, good morning.
Good morning to you and all of your listeners.
Well, how are you doing today?
I am great. And you?
I'm enjoying the beautiful weather that we're having, a nice sunny day and not raining. So definitely a big win there. And with that beautiful weather, springtime, comes a lot of things that I know you want to talk about, with especially bicycle and pedestrian safety, right, among many other topics.
Yeah, absolutely. It was National Bike to School Day. And interestingly enough, we at Safe Kids Grand Forks are calling it Bike to School Week, weeks, plural, because we have so many schools around the region, from Grand Forks, Thief River, Fisher, Crookston, all over, that are participating in this event. And they've all kind of picked their own day. So rather than doing it just on the Wednesday, the first Wednesday in May, they've kind of picked their own days. And we have a variety of Bike to School events going on. But we are also amongst the time of year when Safe Kids Grand Forks goes out to a lot of the schools. We go to 23 schools in the region, and we do head injury presentations in the schools. We talk to the kids about kind of what kind of functions the brain controls, how important it is to protect, kind of the lifelong consequences you can have from a brain injury. We visit with them about the types and styles of helmet and how you pick the right one for the sport that you might be participating in, whether that's biking or, you know, scootering, skateboarding, rollerblading, that kind of stuff. And then we distribute helmets and make them available to the students. And so we are out and about in the region doing bike education as well right now. So bike is clearly on our minds.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it is, especially the parents are getting the bikes off, maybe off the racks in the garage, and pumping up the tires and getting them ready for another spring and summer ahead. And it's good that you guys are getting ahead of it and trying to make sure that education is out there, whether it's new to these young students, or else maybe refresher even as well after a long winter, you know, forgetting about some of those keys of bike safety. But it's good to hear that, you know, you're covering a large area and trying to reach as many kids as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd love to visit a little bit, I guess, with your listeners, not just, you know, within the schools do we want to do that education, but really, you know, to adults as well. A couple things about bike safety is, you know, as we teach the kids, you only get one head and one brain. Mm-hmm. And I say to them that, you know, our doctors at Ultru are great at fixing broken bones, skinned up knees and elbows and things like that. But it is very difficult to fix brains. And when you think about all of the things that the brain controls, it's really, really, really important that you protect it. And that's not just for kids, but adults as well. And, you know, I'm a nurse by background. And unfortunately, I have seen adults that have had brain injuries that are pretty significant. And, you know, they may impact their ability to speak or to have memory recall, both short-term or long-term. They'll have problems with headaches or vision issues. I mean, just a whole myriad of things. And, you know, while it's important to protect kids' brains, those parents are pretty important too. And them having a functioning brain is critical to raising those kids and doing their job and providing for their family. And well, they may say, you know, I'm a really good bike rider, I'm not going to be in a crash, or I don't need one, I've navigated the roads, I know how to do this. What I would say is that none of us plan to be in that car crash or that bike crash or that motorcycle crash. And we wear our seatbelts or we wear our helmets because you don't know if it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes when I go into the schools, I'll say to the kids who, you know, only admit to wearing a bike helmet or a seatbelt, sometimes I'll say, well, what if I told you that today on your way home from school, you were going to be in a car crash or a bike crash? Would you wear your helmet or would you wear your seatbelt today? And they'll oftentimes say, well, yes, I would. And my answer is always, you know what, I wouldn't. Because if I knew I was going to be in that crash, I wouldn't get on my bike or I wouldn't get on my in my car. You wear those things because you never know when it's going to happen. And while you may be a good driver or bike rider, the reality is that we share our roadways with people who sometimes are not making great decisions. They might be distracted, or they might be tired, or they might have consumed alcohol, or things like that. And not only that, but you know, we've seen people where they are riding and they hit a bump in the road, particularly this time of year where, you know, we're overcoming freezes and thaws, where there's bumps in the road or cracks in the road. And all of a sudden, they are, you know, in a situation where their bike is slipping over and they're airborne. And if you knew you were going to be in that crash, of course you'd wear your helmet, but you don't know what's going to happen. So it's important that riders of all ages protect their brain and wear that helmet. It's a pretty easy thing to do.
Yeah, very preventable to, you know, prevent a major injury. Obviously, anytime you're dealing with the brain, any sort of injury, whether it be minor or major, it's still going to affect you quite a bit. I mean, it's something that it's not, as you said, not as a scraped knee or anything like that. It's going to have some sort of effect on you. And just simply putting on that helmet can really prevent that, and it just makes sense. So, I mean, it's an easy step to do. And, yeah, it's very smart to, again, remind not only our children but our adults as well that, yeah, that's the whole thing. You may be good at what you're doing or have a lot of confidence in yourself, but you just never know what the world's going to throw at you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I have told the story before, and I tell it to the kids. I have had stories. We used to do work with a gal who worked for public health here in our community who, when she was in college, she was 21 years old and she was 2 weeks away from graduating from nursing school. And that morning, her roommate asked her if she wanted to go out for a bike ride on a Saturday morning. And my friend, Heather, she said, I can't. I got to get a project done. Go and have fun. Where her friend went out on a ride and was on a trail system, which typically is going to be a little bit safer because you're not navigating amongst cars and things like that. And she saw three bikers coming toward her. So she slid over to the side of that trail to let the bikers through. And her wheel caught on the lip of the edge of that trail. And she flipped her bike head over heel and was thrown into an evergreen tree that was along that path. And her 21-year-old friend, about to embark upon a career as a nurse, died 2 days later.
Wow.
And I don't think, you know, when she got on that bike that morning, that was her intention, but it happened. And so again, we, you know, you take a $15 bike helmet and to know that it can prevent an ER visit or a hospital stay or a death, to me, seems like kind of a no-brainer. You know, we oftentimes will say to parents, if you can afford to buy the bike or the inline skates or scooters or whatever, rollerblades, you know, you should consider the helmet as just a part of it. It's not an accessory, it's a necessity. And so we do talk about the different types of helmets and how getting the right style is important. And then I will say to your listeners, we do have bike helmets at a really, really inexpensive price that we can fit from a one-year-old all the way up through an adult. We've got different colors, different styles, and we sell our bike helmets for $12. We sell our multi-purpose helmets for $16. And if anybody is interested in getting one, what we would do is just take a call from them. We could tell them how to measure their head circumference so we get the right size. And then we would courier over to our clinic in Crookston, and it could be picked up there. They can pay online, makes it super, super, super easy to get those helmets purchased if that's something that your listeners are interested in.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a great service that is being provided. That's and especially, as you said, to the fact that you will bring it to Crookston even, they don't even have to go over to Grand Forks for that, is even a better service. So a very useful thing to have. And so what's the phone number they can call if they are interested?
Yeah, so if they want to give me a call, I'm going to tell you it's a super busy time right now, and so we are not in our office as much. We're out and about in the community, so I'm going to give people my cell phone number, and I would take that call on my cell phone. The number is 701 739-1591. And let me just explain this. Mm-hmm. So there's three different styles of helmets that we have. The first one is a toddler helmet, and that is one that it kind of goes down a little bit further on the back of the brain. And the reason for that is if you think about little kids riding on a tricycle, they have one wheel in front and two in the back. And they're prone, the types of crashes that they get into are typically they tip over backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so it comes down further and protects the base of the brain, which is where kind of your heart rate and your breathing is controlled. The bike helmets, they sit a little bit higher up on the head because the bike crash, typically you fly over the handlebars or you tip over sideways. And so they don't need to go down as far in the back. And so they sit up a little bit higher. The multi-purpose helmets are designed, again, more like that toddler helmet in that they come down further in the back. Because if you think of scootering, skateboarding, rollerblading, that kind of thing, you can, again, tip over backwards. And mm-hmm. so those helmets come down a little bit further in the back. To protect the head if you do tip over backwards and your feet kind of go out from underneath you. And they are, you can also ride a bike with them, but you can scooter, skateboard, rollerblade, and that kind of thing. So they're called multi-purpose. Now, those we sell for $16. Mm-hmm. The bike helmets are and toddler helmets are $12. If somebody said, you know what, I can't afford a helmet, please reach out to me. Because we do have some available that we can reduce the price on that, or we can give it to them for free if we need to. But our goal is to, you know, get those helmets on kids and adults and prevent those potential injuries that could happen. If listeners are interested in getting one, what we would do is have them measure their head circumference, mm-hmm. which is the distance around their head. Right at the level of the eyebrow, and give us that measurement. And then depending on the style of helmet that they need, we have a variety of colors that they come in. And so they can just call me, have that measurement information in hand. Mm-hmm. And then if they can pay for the helmet, they can go online to our website and pay for it there. And we'll get them couriered over to the clinic in Crookston, and they can pick them up right there.
Awesome. Well, that's, again, just a very easy process, and but again, just great to know that there's different styles if you need to be. And again, for those maybe just tuning in, this is Karma Hansen over Safe Kids Grand Forks talk about primarily bike safety with you know, the spring season really coming to full effect and having some nice weather ahead and just making sure everyone is safe, not only students but adults as well and everyone in between, just making sure we can enjoy the beautiful weather we're having safely. And is there anything else you want to talk about on this Thursday before we call it good? We still have plenty of time, but just want to make sure hit everything you want to.
Yeah, let's talk just a little bit more about bike safety as it relates to kind of rules of the road and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you have kids, they may know the way to the pool or to their friend's house or to school, but don't assume that they're making good decisions out on the roadway. You know, they're first starting to navigate on a bike. It can be just a lot of work just to figure out how to, you know, stay upright. So what I would say to parents and caregivers is go out with them, get on that bike, travel with them. Are they stopping before they get to the corners? Do they know how to brake? Is the bike seat height the proper height so that, you know, their feet should be able to touch the ground? That will help to make sure that they can safely, you know, stop the bike and stay, you know, in a position so they don't go rolling out into the street. Check the bike to make sure that the brakes are working well and that they have reflectors on it, especially if you're traveling at night. You not only need to have the reflector on it, but some kind of a lighted light or lamp on the front of that bike so that they're visible. And then make sure that kids, you know, like I said, kind of what the rules of the road are. If you have wheels on your feet or wheels on your butt, we say that you need to act like a car. So many times we've seen kids where they actually hit a vehicle because the vehicle is coming up on a stop sign or an intersection. Kids might be riding on a sidewalk and they just think that you can continue to go, and they forget that, oh, there's a stop sign out there on the street, and a car would have to stop there and look all directions. But their kids are on the sidewalk and they think, I'm on the sidewalk, I just need to keep going, and they forget that those signs on the road apply to them as well. And so teach them those rules of the road, teach them the hand signals. You know, they need to know how to tell the other people on the road, you know, if they're stopping, if they're turning left or right. And so know those hand signals. On our website, which is Safe Kids GS, we do have a bike safety book that is available. And in there, there are a lot of, like, checklists to go through, rules of the road, knowing the hand signals, some things that the kids and the parents alike can go through and learn a little bit about bike safety. And don't just assume that because they have a bike that they know how to operate it correctly. So I would encourage them to go to our website, safekidsgf.com, and look under our safety information. And if you go to our bike safety or wheeled sports section, that activity book will be readily available there.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like just vital information for any anyone. Just to brush up on your bike knowledge if you've been biking for a while and maybe you took a year off or just whatever it may be, just to have that information available is really, really good as a refresher and also to teach those young ones to make sure that they're being safe. And I really like the point you made to just go out with them and just make sure that they're going to be doing those safe things. And maybe it's nice too to kind of stay back and, you know, watch them, not be right next to them. And so maybe they're following you. So that is,
absolutely.
That's great. Well, so go ahead.
And here's the other thing. You know, if you're having a nanny or a babysitter for the summer, you know, maybe make it a house rule. Like I said, at our house, it was always a rule. If you have wheels on your feet or wheels on your butt, you have to have a helmet on your head.
Mm-hmm.
Your other choice was you can walk, and that's a very viable option, right?
Yeah.
So we just made it a rule. And I remember when our kids were little, my nanny brought her bike over, and I just said, you know what, if you're going to ride with my kids, I want you to have a helmet on, because adults role modeling that behavior is important.
Yes.
And so I bought her a helmet, right? Mm-hmm. So think about that. Think about, you know, when you send your kid to the baseball field, you're not going to send them up to bat without a batter's helmet on, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to send them out to the field to play catcher without a chest protector on. Think of that bike helmet or multi-purpose helmet as being a part of that equipment that just is a part of the game. Your brains are important to protect, and that adult role modeling is pretty important as well. So think about maybe offering to buy your nanny or your summer babysitter one and ask them to wear one as well.
That's a very, very great point with the summer coming up here. So, Carmel, we have about a minute and a little over a minute and a half here. Anything else you want to just touch on? Anything, events coming up here real quick you want to talk before we have to wrap up for today?
Here's what I would say. We have a very vibrant Facebook page, but currently our Facebook is somewhat in jail. I don't know. So we got hacked.
Oh boy.
And we're working through the process of getting it cleared. So that is not a great option to send people to right now.
Mm-hmm.
But our website is safekidsgf.com. At the top of that, you will see a list of our upcoming activities. The other page that we do have is a page called Hands-On Learning Fair. And we've been doing a lot of promotion on that page. That's a kind of for a one-time-a-year event that we do, but it's the best that we have right now. So you can like that on Facebook. And then the other thing I would say is go to our website, and along the right-hand side, you can sign up for our newsletter. We have the one that will be coming out right before Memorial Day. It will be filled with all kinds of summer safety tips to keep families safe, and it'll also have access to upcoming events and programs, services, things like that that are available. So sign up for that newsletter. It comes out electronically, and we would love to get it in your in-basket.
Yeah, I just pulled up safekidsgf.com, and it was, like I said, quick to get to, and they said it's very easy to use. So check it out, and they have the full list of events going on, as well as, again, to sign up real quickly. So that's a great thing to use. So, Karma, again, we thank you for your time. It's always a pleasure, and we'll have you on here probably, within the next month or two, just to, you know, keep an update, because, again, there's so much you guys do and so much you guys can cover, and we really appreciate, and it's just a great information for our listeners, so.
Thank you so much, and have a good day to you and your listeners.
Thank you, Karma.